Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Janita, J-A-N-I-T-A, Eason, E-A-S-O-N. Janita Eason is a 43-year-old woman who reports she injured her lower back at work on 10/27/21. On that occasion, she was picking up a heavy box from a lower tier on a court. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. She did not undergo any surgery and completed her course of active care in May of 2022. Period. Paragraph as per the record supplied. Ms. Eason was seen at Inspira urgent care on 11/2/21, complaining of central lower back pain since 10/27/21. Period. She related this was a result of an injury. Period. After evaluation, she was diagnosed with sprain of the lumbar spine and thoracic spine. Period. She was placed on activity modifications and medications. Period. X-ray showed no sign of fracture or changes to the thoracic and lumbar spine. Period. She participated in physical therapy on the dates described, but remained symptomatic. Period. She then underwent a lumbar MRI, MRI in 1/13/22 to be inserted here. Period. She followed up with Inspira through 1/6/22. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Eason then came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Kirshner on 1/27/22. Period. She stated she bent down to pick up a heavy box and felt something pop in her back, associated with immediate lower back pain. Period. He noted a course of treatment to date, including 6 or 7 sessions of physical therapy. Period. She complained of right side of the lower back pain, with intermittent slight weakness of the right leg. Period. She did not have any numbness or tingling of her legs. Period. Dr. Kirshner diagnosed lumbar strain and sprain syndrome. Period. There were no surgical treatment spinal surgical treatment recommendations at that time. Period. She eventually participated in a functional capacity evaluation on 5/16/22. Period. She demonstrated consistent effort through only 50% of the test. That would suggest significant observational and evidence-based contradictions, resulting in consistency of effort discrepancies, comma, self-limiting behaviors, comma, and or submaximal effort. For the overall results of the evaluation did not represent a true and accurate representation of this examinee's overall physical abilities. At a minimum, he was found capable of being able to work in the sedentary physical demand category. She followed up with Dr. Kirshner through 5/20/22. Period. He somehow concluded that she's capable of working sedentary duty with the restrictions in the SCE, which were, quote, permanent, period, end quote. This visit was accomplished through telemedicine. Period. That juncture, there was no future date. There was no future appointment scheduled. Period. It would seem that there was no insight into her extremely self-limited behavior during the FCE, and that the sedentary demand level was a minimum activity of what she was capable. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, lower normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She was able to stand on her toes. Apparently she could stand on her heels, but this elicited low back tenderness. Apparently she changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 35 degrees and rise. Apparently she sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actually flexed to 40 degrees, complaining of tenderness. Apparently bilateral side bending were full to 25 degrees with tenderness. Apparently extension was to 10 degrees, and bilateral rotation was full to 45 degrees. Apparently there was superficial tenderness in the midline from L1 to S1. Some of the sacroiliac joints bilaterally and the right sciatic notch, but not the left. Appeared there was no palpable spasm or tenderness, the paravertebral musculature, iliac crest, or greater trochanters. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 75 degrees and left at 70 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. She had a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Period. Impressions. On 10/27/21, Janita Eason was lifting a heavy box and felt a pop and pain in her lower back. Period. She was seen at Inspira Urgent Care on 11/2/21. Period. She was examined and underwent x-rays of the thoracic and lumbar spine that were unrevealing. Period. She did participate in a course of physical therapy but remained symptomatic. Period. New paragraph. She had a lumbar MRI on 1/13/22 to be inserted here. Period. She then was treated conservatively by Dr. Kirshner over the next few months. Period. An FCE on 5/16/22 found consistent effort on only 50% of the evaluation. Period. At a minimum, she was deemed capable of working in the sedentary physical demand category. Period. There were signs of self-limited behavior. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period. Sitting and supine straight leg raise maneuvers also did not correlate with one another. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers were negative for radicular symptoms below the knees. Period. There was a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Period. There was superficial tenderness in the lumbar spine in the absence of spasm. Period. These are all signs of symptom magnification. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the back. Period. Ms. Eason at most sustained soft tissue injuries that have fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. End.